from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's make this sporting event tonight even more watchable. You said earlier in the show that you were going to make a bet and let Tanny free roll on.
Yes, I did. And Tanny, I placed a bet for us. I'll call it for us. $20 at plus 1500 on Jose Ramirez to win the home run derby.
Nope.
Jose Ramirez falls short.
Big O.
Dawn Hasbrook here with Scott Schneider. Thank you for joining us at 9. We want to take you right back to this weather coverage that we have with meteorologist Mark Strell and chief meteorologist Emily Walls.
So let's zoom things in here, and we'll kind of go down all of these warnings. Again, we are lined with tornado warnings right now. We have a tornado warning across northern Cook County.
But Shane.
Yes.
I want to extend to you the same thing.
Sure.
So who would you like a $10 free roll bet on?
Oh, wow. All right, so who's the least likely? Is it Alec Boehm? All right, let's do Alec Boehm.
So if Alec Boehm wins the home run derby, you get $220 from me.
Nope.
Alec Boehm came up one swing short.
A couple more updates for you. A trained spotter saw a tornado on the ground that was observed at Midway.
I would love that. If he doesn't, well, I'll buy you an orange juice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I will not start drinking.
God, that would be good.
It says with pulp.
You like it with pulp?
Not this much. I like the one that says some pulp.
Tanny, you're not caring about any of it.
For you, yeah.
Okay.
Representing the Los Angeles Dodgers, Bobby Witt Jr., Kansas City Royals, one-on-one. It's a stage made for Michael Buffer.
Dump him.
I leave at the end of the month.
Tornado warnings up and down this entire line here.
Attention.
We're getting instructions from the building telling us to leave our workplace and go to a safe place.
Yeah.
So we're not going to do that, Emily. Yeah. We're going to stay right here. We need to keep bringing you this information.
Yeah. The suck zone is the point, basically, at which the twister sucks you up.
Funny stories. I remember being woken up in the middle of the night with the tornado sirens going off. They shuttled us down to the basement, and I saw Bears legend Nolan Cruz as we waited out the storm.
And I can't imagine myself in my football career ever going down to the basement, no matter what siren went off. So
one, two, three.
And here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
It was a weird night. That was a weird one.
I feel like I missed out on the communal experience in terms of the tornado warning on television because I did miss out on it. I had...
That would be a good reason to feel like you missed out.
Did you not experience weather?
Yeah.
I experienced weather, but what I also experienced was starting to watch the Home Run Derby on the ESPN app on my phone and casting that to the TV. So
you're not watching on cable.
Was not watching on cable because I had a wife and a child, my own, next to me on the couch, all three of us greatly enjoying the Home Run Derby. So I made sure that continued unabated. So I missed out on the weather component on television.
Did you look outside?
I did. I looked outside.
Did you hear the sirens?
I did. I heard the sirens.
And that didn't do anything for you?
Nope.
Okay.
You didn't see Emily Walls.
I did not, apparently.
I thought she was excellent.
Good morning. I hope everybody's okay. That was some scary stuff around the city last night. There were some, you know, for everybody that was flipping around, I know that everyone is so used to defaulting to Tom Skilling. that everybody's like, well, got to go to Tom Skilling. And now it's just like, well, there's all these things happening, and we're at our computers, and we have our own radar and our own weather data. I happened to land on the was flipping around. Emily Walls, I thought, was terrific. I really thought she was excellent and did a was urgent without being alarmist, and simply with just having so much information there to get that filtered through and get what matters to the people out there is not easy to do.
Okay, then.
All right.
The VORP, the BABIP.
And that wasn't even it. He tweeted last night at 9:33. Emily Walls is excellent right now. Appropriately urgent, but professionally calm. And all about the science. Trust it.
Yeah. He scouts meteorologists.
That guy really enjoys stuff.
He does. You know appreciates what I mean? Things?
Dare I say?
Appreciator.
He kind of is an appreciator, that guy.
And listen, Dan, very complimentary, I thought, deservedly, of Emily Walls. I actually texted him that I turned to Fox from WGN. We're normally a WGN household. Steph loves the WGN Morning News. She's a big local news person, but she is in Dallas for work. So she pulled up WGN on her phone. She loves weather.
Oh,
she loves storms. She's like, are you taking my babies to the basement? What's going on? So I flip on WGN, and I had Demetrius Ivory, who, you know, good job. Biggest weather spot that he's gotten in a post-Tom Skilling world.
He's no Emily Walls, though.
Well, he did say something. He said, O'Hara's done. And then he's like, I shouldn't have said that. He's like, wait, that's too much.
Did he apologize and say he was going to rehab today?
No, he didn't. He was definitely sober. He was clearly just excited. It was a big moment and a big storm, and he was trying to get the information out, but he was definitely being a little hyperbolic. He was like, O'Hara's done.
Emily Walls, I thought, was terrific.
I don't mean to be, I'm not dismissing anybody else's panic or their enjoyment of Emily Walls or anything. I kept the train moving with the home run derby. And just kept watching the derby.
So, I mean, tornado sirens did not even concern you in the least.
You're in a high rise, Matt.
I am in a high rise.
Wait a minute. You surely, between the humans that have devices in the home, you ignored the weather service alerts that went off on all of our phones and devices.
It went off. I noted it.
Did it disrupt your viewing of the home run derby?
Not really. Not really.
Just kept it moving. He's like, here is Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah.
It's like I had to see whether Teoscar, big favorite in my house.
Spoiler alert, my internet went out right before that final round there, so I don't know who won, you know?
So the big debate in my house, because I had two sleeping children and a wife in Dallas. And
she wants you to wake up the kids and take them downstairs?
She sure did.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Am I going to wake the children?
Should have come over to my house on the 11th floor.
Bring them down to the basement.
Just watching out the window.
When I got Shane, who studied meteorology.
Yeah, for a few years at Columbia.
At Columbia, saying, it's close but south of you. And I was like, okay, that should be fine.
Yeah, you were in a nice little belt where it hit south of you and north of you and dissipated before it came down from Evanston. You were in a nice little belt.
That's what their taxes are for, yeah.
Exactly.
Those damn school systems over there.
Those taxes enable that belt to be placed where it is.
But only on one side of the highway.
We got a tornado repellent.
That's why Danny's going to the Belt Hall of Fame along with Derek Gross.
There it is. But I was like, sleeping. But today I'm dropping off, Owen at camp. And, you know, there's talk with the moms in line about last night. And it was two moms.
Nice to meet you.
It was me and two moms in line talking about the storm last night. And I've texted Steph. I was like, oh, you would have loved this small talk about weather in line. And both mothers at camp drop off brought the children down to the basement.
Soft.
That's kind of, I was like, were your kids sleeping?
Weren't they aware of what kind of belt you guys are in?
I was like, you guys are
unaware
of the
belt. You guys
live closer to the lake than I do. Your house is nicer than mine. There's no way a tornado would destroy your house.
Give them Shane's number. So
I'll tell them what they got to do.
I know you
guys were totally fine not going to the basement last night. It's only if your kids were scared, sure, it's quieter. but not necessary in the least.
How about me on the 11th floor of the South Loop? Am I crazy person?
I've seen your windows. They're floor to ceiling. You probably should have at least moved towards your kitchen a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I would have ducked in between the fridge and the island.
And the island over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least the hallway or your building.
I had to see whether Alec Bohm would make the final or not. You know what I mean?
But I mean, you could
check that out.
You were watching on your phone. You could have watched from the hallway or the basement on your phone.
Yeah, I'm sure. Clearly, I'm way too cavalier when it comes to tornado warnings in the downtown. I've yet to go down to the lobby or the basement of the building in the midst of such things.
Yeah, I was just I was debating it. I was thinking about it. I was texting my friends who lived in the burbs. I was like, "Are you guys taking your kids down?" And it was kind of a split vote. And so I went with the risk takers among us. I was like, I'm not waking them. But I mean,
a texter says we will not let this tornado derail our baseball conversation.
That's right.
I wouldn't.
That's right. And I'm impressed though, man. The home run derby. I thought the format last night was good, from how it's been weird in the past and just matchup based and unlimited swings in the past. Like I thought some cap on the number of swings and like to keep the pacing of it.
Yeah, I thought
that was good.
The all eight of them doing the same thing in the first round and then having the home runner out thing with the bonus
and based on seeding, like based on how you perform in the first round, that impacts your seeding for the next round. I thought that made sense.
I agree. And then there was legit drama, man, of Bohm's failure when he was that close to getting to the final. If you guys were watching that, unless you were in the midst of a tornado scare. And then the final swing of your guy Bobby Witt Jr. sending that ball off the wall. The last swing of the entire night is off the wall with a chance to tie and extend the thing. It was legit great home run derby drama. And there was a lot of fun for it in my house, that's for sure.
Well, it's far be it from me to disrupt this weather news, but breaking news on The Score is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Speaks, your fears can rest easy.
Okay.
Caleb Williams, the Bears' number one overall pick, has signed a four-year, fully guaranteed $39 million contract that includes a $25.5 million signing bonus and a fifth-year team option. That according to a guy by the name of Adam Schefter.
Let's go.
It's that guy, Williams.
There we go.
No holdouts.
Nothing.
He's here. It's all fine.
So this will not disrupt the incredible amount of Bears optimism that exists right now. The optimism and excitement for this coming season, which this sports town desperately needs. That was a big part of my fears yesterday, Danny, and kind of leading up was like, are they going to Bears this up and mess this up and screw with us as the whole town is waiting for this season to kind of bail us out of some sports misery? I'm thrilled that he's signed and locked and loaded.
I told you, they didn't draft him to then nickel and dime him. You know, it was just took it up to the deadline. He got a fully guaranteed contract. All's well that ends well. Roma Dunze signed a couple of hours ago, also got a fully guaranteed contract. So maybe the Bears were trying to get some level of deferrals. And then the players, both Caleb's camp and Rome's agent, said, guys, they're going to give you the fully guaranteed contract. They drafted you with the number one and number nine overall pick. Just take it up to the deadline and you'll get every dollar fully guaranteed. They did. They're there. They won't miss a practice. All's well that ends well.
Game on.
Game on, man. Game on. And this team couldn't afford to have any little thing like that. Things will come up. Someone will say something that makes the news cycle. There will be some moment on Hard Knocks that is less than 100% perfect. Someone will get injured in training camp. Someone will throw an interception and struggle against the defense. Someone will have a bad preseason game. But you can't shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, we're all you're right.
There will be turbulence on this flight. You just can't steer into the storm.
Hard Knocks, cameras there to record the signing of the contract, one would think.
I would assume so.
Right?
Yeah, so absolutely.
We got to see that August 6th.
August 6th is episode one, yes, sir.
Of Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
And we'll be breaking it down. Lots of folks will be breaking it down, but this will be a spot to talk about all of that. And
Hard Knocks.
I mean, I'll be interested to find out what, if anything, was getting debated, whether it was the payment schedule for the signing bonus. What is it, $25 million signing bonus?
Yeah, so it's pretty good.
Wonder if you got all of that up front.
I don't know.
Here you go.
That'd be pretty cool.
Hi, welcome to the NFL. I know you already made a bunch in your NIL deals and
stuff.
And you're
going to make a bunch more.
Going to make a bunch more and everything, but would you like that 25.5 in a check?
I'll take direct deposit.
Yeah, if you can DD that.
Yeah, direct right deposit into my account, would be cool.
Would
just
be
telling
nice.
I don't want to be refreshing it all day just to see all of those zeros next to it. But yeah, all right, the first mini crisis has been averted. The season's no longer in peril. We wasted Rick Party's time.
No, I'm glad we played it yesterday. I'm really glad.
We've avoided peril.
Hey, man, Mitch lives to waste Rick Party's time.
That's true. He's a very prepared worrier for the old party.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I love this. This is my type of party. I love this.
Afternoons on the Score.
This is specifically for Dan. I actually think that the Hard Knocks cameras are going to be at this 10K down at Soldier Field, and they're waiting for Roma Dunze and for Caleb Williams to sign their contracts on Hard Knocks.
Oh, maybe Dustin nailed it.
When's the 10K?
Yeah, maybe he didn't nail that part.
Well, it was the 10K the other day? I know there was a 10K for like Big Ten runners, or Big Ten people.
It was this past weekend. Roma Dunze was there.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So that's the 10K he was talking about.
Yeah, they probably did it there.
But they didn't.
The 10K?
No, they probably signed the contract there.
No, but they didn't, but they signed it here today.
It was announced today. I'm with Dustin.
Of course you are.
Always have been, always will be.
Stand with Dustin.
Yeah, I stand with Dustin Rhodes.
Well, it's about time that Shane and Kirkland Shane hung out together. Got along.
Dustin William Rhodes.
That's what I hear.
What have ye to say?
This is the beginning, right? We knew this when they drafted him, but now that the contract is agreed upon, it's all right. He's real cheap for the next 3 years. After 3 years, you can then, if he's what we all think he can and should be, that's when you can start having extension talks. That's when you can pick up, you know, got to pick up the fifth year option. You got to do that a year ahead of time. So,
God, I've been through those conversations with Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields in advance of that moment where, you know, the Bears are going to need clarity at the end of this season.
Hopefully.
You have it by like mid-season this year.
Right. Hopefully it's a CJ Stroud, Justin Herbert type of rookie year situation. And he's just really good immediately. And you're like, okay. Fifth year option isn't the question.
Sure.
Extension isn't even really the question.
Hell, do it after 2 years. You know what I mean?
Cannot do that.
All right.
Yeah, do it after three years. That's when you can do it. And then
do it now.
Can't do it now.
Sign Garrett Crochet to an extension.
Well, because there will always be. All you got to do is look at there's debates in Miami about if Tua should get the contract. Now are the injury concerns too serious? Does he deserve to make this amount of money?
Does
he have a big enough arm? But he played every game last year. But Tua led the AFC in scoring, led the league in passing yards. I mean, he's had great superlative success. Is it McDaniel? Is it Tyreek? There's a lot of reasons that guys get debated on if they're going to get paid. But in Chicago, we debate, to your point, will we give him the contractually guaranteed one extra year option in order to continue to evaluate to see if whether or not he's the guy? It'd be a lot more fun to be in a situation like, is this guy worth $50 or $60 million per year? That would be a lot better.
Yeah.
So hopefully he begins going down that process.
This Bears optimism is unlike anything that I have been around, really, in a lot of years of doing radio and talking Bears in this town. It's like there's this moment is really unlike anything because of the quality of this kid and the nest that has been built for him and what we just watched with Stroud. Like all those things I think have kind of coalesced together to lead you to get downright cocky. You can get downright cocky at a moment like this as a Bears fan, which is a crazy thing to think
for a rookie quarterback. Most Bears fans, I feel like, don't.
Get cocky?
Yeah, earned cynicism, fear of the Packers, belief that they're going to McCaskey it up. I mean, just yesterday you were talking about they're going to Bears this contract up.
Yeah, in terms of the business of it, yeah.
Well, I assume that bleeds into, for a lot of people, the football side of it.
I hear you, but it's all clean now. Sign him, baby.
Sure, sign him,
that
yes.
That part's done.
I think
that was all there was. It was literally all there was for me that I was deeply concerned about in terms of screwing up the whole thing.
You got no football playing on schedule.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like,
but those are smaller things. Those might be the difference between, you know, if things go poorly, an 8-win team or an 11-win team, you know? I mean, that's a fun
floor. If the floor is 8 wins, that feels very good.
I think that's the truth of my football part of it, is that the floor right now feels like 8. And that's a pretty remarkable spot to be with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. It's an excellent situation. The questions on the team right now, obviously there's the Caleb, but is Eberflus good enough for it? How good can Caleb be? It's like degrees of good. Can Eberflus make a good defense great? Can Caleb be as good as the offensive weapons around him and the pedigree would suggest he can be?
Sure. Can Austin Booker be effective as your second edge rusher?
Yeah, and that's pretty far down on the list because it's a fifth-round pick. Just in terms of like the highest of profile things, I don't think there's a lot of bad or bust or disaster or, you know, fire people. Like, I don't think there's much of that in the waters right now.
Which is a pretty amazing place to be.
Well, I was thinking about it. So I've been doing this at the score, 7.5 years? Most optimistic, most excitable Bears moment of my time covering the Bears professionally outside of number one pick in the Caleb Williams draft is the Khalil Mack trade. That's number one for me. You could say that Bears-Packers game at the beginning. You could say getting to the playoff game in 18. Those would be the things that are there. But for me, it's the Caleb pick and the Khalil Mack trade. My top two. It's not much in 7+ years. Mark in Vernon Hills is on the score. What up, Mark?
You guys are putting the throne on this kid. He's never thrown one pass. I mean, I listen to you guys most of the day, and I laugh. The Packers are still a better team. Detroit's still a better team. And this kid is really, you know, a question mark. Personally, I would have took the kid that Washington has. I think he's better than your anointed king already. And that's all I could say. You can laugh all you want. I'll call you in the middle of the season when the Bears are struggling to be 500. And they're already 3-4 games behind Detroit and Green Bay.
Hey, Mark, I was laughing. Hold on. Conversation, Mark. I was laughing with you. I think it's adorable. I think you entertain me. Your anointed king. That's what made me laugh was your turn of phrase, sir. Are you a Bears cynic who is a Bears fan? Or are you a football realist? What are you, Mark?
I am probably twice your age. I probably know the game better than you guys, although you guys are on the radio and you're getting paid for that. I've seen it all.
It's 106.
I'm an old-time football guy.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, you know what? I play fantasy every year. I know the league very well. I think I'm pretty intelligent. And I think, personally, that, you know, the Packers, you know why the Packers are really good? I'll tell you why.
Tell me, Mark.
They draft and they develop. The Bears don't draft and they don't develop.
Totally agree. Broad concept. Sometimes, though, you get lucky with the number one pick when there's a great quarterback and you've been doing some other things to build around him. If you're twice my age, you sound awesome.
Yeah, he's doing great. What is your secret, Mark?
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
It's in play. 106 years old. The uncomfortable reality of this All-Star weekend, bringing back the question from yesterday of, what are we doing here? Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.